Good morning. If you could stand as you're able today for the reading of the scripture. This is from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, send me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you to ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, would give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asked for an egg, would you give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I feel really, really blessed to be here this morning among friends. And I'm also know we have friends online, so thanks for coming today. I'm Lori Bruins, and probably about a month ago, Pastor Kevin asked me to fill in. And he said, I normally just do my own thing, but he goes, "You're going to do the series that we're working on." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And so thank goodness I had a Holy Spirit moment with him, because it's like, uh-oh, you know, that thought of, I'm going to have to teach, you know, it's like, I don't even know. And lo and behold, it was, "Lord, teach me to pray," which has been so on my heart. And as we go through today, I'll show you why. So I was like, that's it, yay, my moment to talk about prayer. So we've been on the series of the road, Stories on the Road. The one that's gotten me the most is, "Let's go, do not take your purse, your sandals, your bag." 21st century Lori doesn't do that. That freaked me out. It's like, what I try to do as I'm reading the stories is try to put myself into the story. And so as we've been going along the road, it's like, could I do that? Could I really do that? I was blessed to go on vacation with my daughter, Kate, and I was really proud of myself. I had a backpack and a carry-on suitcase. And I'm thinking, I don't think I could do the just go. That's where my head is. Because I have to have that one thing, that just in case thing. Anybody do that? Just in case. I mean, just in case safety pin. You know, you never know. You just don't know. So I'm really trying to get into the story, and I look at this, and then it brings me to a new term that I've learned about in the pandemic. And it might be a new word for you guys. It's been new to me in the last few years. And it's called liminality. And I really like how the author Susan Stabile says it. It's when you're betwixt and between. So in other words, it's not where we're going, and it's not where we've been. I've also heard it said liminal space. This amazing Bible has a lot of liminal space in it. Think about you leave Egypt, 40 years desert. You're not yet to the promised land. Or think about crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, and then all of a sudden, 40 days later, you got to wait until Pentecost, till the Holy Spirit comes. So there's this liminal space that we're living in. We're not going to go back to where we were, but we're not quite where we're going to go. And the thing that I love about our church is that during this betwixt and between time, I see the Holy Spirit working. We have a great leadership team that is doing a new vision. And I'm sure you've heard Pastor Kevin talk about it. It's connect with the disconnected and a Jesus-centered life. It's a wonderful thing to try to live into something new. And I think that's what we're being called to do. And I truly, truly, truly encourage you to come to one of the sessions about visioning and to kind of talk about this new vision. And when Pastor Kevin gets back on August 7th, 14th, and 28th, right after church, we're going to have great discussions about this. So I'd love, love, love for you to be there to share. So teach me how to pray. Prayer, praying out loud, terrifying. Do you worry about stumbling over the words? Are you doing it right? Is there a right way to pray? I'm beginning to think there isn't. It's just you, God, which I love. My prayer life ebbs and flows. I can have really, really great prayer time, and then somehow life kind of gets in your way and you get busy. And so I just feel like I'm getting called back to that. Prayer for me has started more in my mid-30s, thinking about it through disciple class, Sunday school class. The coolest thing that I've ever experienced, and I have felt it here too as well, but when you're in a women of faith, in a stadium with the women of faith, and you have, Carrie, how many things sometimes? Thousands of people praying to God. It's like palpable. Pretty awesome. Singing praises to God. About 10 years ago, our church went through a church renewal, and it was called Healthy Church Initiative. Some of the leaders were asked, because we're trying to work through this technical and adaptive change. You know, some things are easy to change, but otherwise, most things are just hard to change habits, hard to move forward, to learn new things, to grow in your journey with God. And so I was asked to be a part of the prayer team. And it was a little daunting, but I grew to love it. And it was a time for us to get together and to plan for the church and to pray for the leaders, pray for where God was guiding us and leading us. So I just kind of wanted to set it up. What we did is we'd go into the prayer chapel. And of course, I'm running from work. So I have to go. And then we settle in. And then the first thing we do, or we did at that time, is we started with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. And I wanted to share that with you today. And if you can put it on the screen, I want us to read this together, okay? You guys ready? I am
no longer my own,
but thine.
Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen.
Humbling, isn't it? It feels good to even be looking up to read that. And it really, during that year, centered me. I even decided to read that every morning. You want to change your life? Read that every day. John Wesley. It's beautiful. What does it look like to be following a God that's in the Bible and not in my head? The Bible, the God in my head is kind of wonky. That's why it's good to read this, because then I get recentered, okay? Lord, teach us to pray. So I'm humbled. I know what it's like to be guided and led by him. And I'm also thankful, which the pandemic taught me as well. I missed being in this place. Arlene and I were talking about that. Because we couldn't be here. And I took it for granted. My friend Carolyn Randall, always when we would pray at the prayer team, would say, I'm thankful that I can pray. Because not everywhere, well, you're able to do that in countries. I really get that now. So when I read the Bible, I try to put myself in the shoes. I see myself sometimes in the stories. And I'm thankful that in that Bible, the disciples are like you and me. They're not this grand, we're all special, we're all unique. That's why God created us. So when I see the story today, and I think about the lectionary, which is where Kevin pulled this series of the road, stories from the road, I get how the lectionary, which is, it's a book of containing portions of the Bible that they go through throughout the year. It's set. And I'm like, why did they put Lord Teach Me How to Pray in the middle of stories on the road? I was laughing. I was like, going, oh, now I kind of get why they're doing this. Because they weren't ready to hear this. Because think about it. 72 people. Okay. You and me together. Do you ever wonder about the 72? They think, oh, gosh, I got stuck with Lori. Oh, God. Because it's 2x2, right? And then I'm thinking, I got this. I think, hey, think about the 72. They've watched him do healings. They've watched them do teaching. They watched him feed 5,000 with 5 loaves, 2 fish. He thinks we can do it. I mean, can you imagine that? He's taking, and then he goes, okay, Valerie, you and I, we're just going to go. We're going to go. Just you and me. Nothing. That's it. Let's go. And then I start walking and I think, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. Because when you're away from Jesus, what's that like? I mean, that first time that they're probably trying to figure out, what are we doing? So I want to bring you to a story, which I'm so thankful is in the Bible, because they record it. They share what it's like to be one of the 72. So I'm going to paraphrase it, but it's Mark 9, 14 to 29. Okay? Picture the disciples. Large crowd around them. And the teachers of the law are arguing with them. Did you plan on that? Your 2 disciples getting argued with by the law. and you're just a normal Joe. The people see Jesus, and they were like, wow, it's him. And so they go running to greet him. Jesus says, yeah, hey, what's going on over there? You know, what are they arguing about? So a man in the crowd, he answers, he goes, teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. That would be me. I'm that one of the 72 that couldn't get the spirit out. So then I'm thinking, that would be the ultimate swallow me up whole. Just, oh my gosh, you just talked to my rabbi teacher that I can't get the spirit out. I'd be like, oh my gosh. And then I wonder, would they try to give their side of the story? Well, you know how we do that? It's like, oh, let me tell you my side of the story. So this is what Jesus says to them. You unbelieving generations, which is not just to the disciples, but also to the Father. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. So he brings it, the boy, to him. And Jesus is seeing all these crowds really coming, and he deals with it quickly. And then he drives out the spirit. And then I'm so thankful in the Bible we get a glimpse of the disciples, because what they do is they go to him afterwards and go, how come we couldn't get that one out? And the beautiful thing is he goes, this kind can only come out by prayer. In my head, I'm thinking he wants to swallow me up. But when I read this, I see him lovingly being able to tell his disciples, it's okay, this one's hard. And then there's also a moment for the beautiful Father to be able to have faith that it could be done. Lord, teach us how to pray. Gosh, prayer's important. And I really do believe, just like us, you got to be ready. You have to go through life. You have to figure some of this stuff out to be able to ready to be able to listen and to be able to ask God, okay, Lord, how do I pray? How do I do this? And I'm so thankful that the disciples asked that question, because we too will fight with that. And then I also get to be able to read the Bible and know that there's rhythm. And we saw Jesus. We saw his pattern of going away to pray. And all of that stuff is there for us, to invite us to have a relationship with us, which I'm beginning to truly understand. That's all he really wants. He's not this evil God. He's this God that loves you. And he wants to have a relationship with you, which, in my head, it's like, what, are you crazy? But really, he does wants to spend time with you. So there's many ways to pray. One of the things I was thinking about, I thought would be kind of cool. I would love to invite people to come up when Pastor Kevin is praying. And then I thought, you know, not everybody wants to kneel. I get it. It's kind of hard to get up. And then I think, there's all these pews, these first pews. What it would look like just to come forward and just sit and face the cross. That we make that movement to say, I want to spend that time with you, Lord. I want to get it connected. If you come to the prayer rail, I don't come up. Sometimes I'm not having a bad day or things are horrible. It's just, I just want to go to God. It gives me comfort. So if you want something to praise God about, come up here. If you got something on your heart, come on up here. Take a pew. Wouldn't that be cool just to come forward, just to make that movement toward God? It'd be be pretty awesome. The other thing that I have done before, which is pretty cool, and Jen, I'm sure, would be more than happy to open up the door, is to let you to come pray here during the week. Anybody ever prayed during the week here? It's pretty awesome. I actually scared Charlotte once. I was in here praying, and I scared. She's like, ah! Because she thought she was by herself. She was getting ready to practice the organ. That's comforting, to spend time in here with God alone. It's pretty cool. The third thing that I really, really am hopeful for is to create a new time of prayer on Monday nights in the prayer chapel at 6 p.m. Just to spend time with God. Just to lean into what does that feel like to be in relationship. Everything that we carry, and we can take that to Him, and then we can go, wow, He's got this. Even though it's not going to be the answer that I want, I would just love to have that time to be together, just to spend time with God, for Him to lead us. Where are you calling us to as people and as a church? I think that would be so, so, so awesome. I want to share the last part, because this was something that was new to me, because I was really kind of puzzled over the last part of the scripture. It's like, what are those parables? You know, when he's talking about the bread and a friend waking him up in the middle of the night. And then I love it because it ends with this. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, give him a scorpion? Though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? And that is something that I've learned this week. The God in the Bible isn't the God in my head. The God in the Bible is the friend that will give you the bread. The God in the Bible is the Father who is good, even will give you all the things that you need. And He's in with the Holy Spirit. I know these are words of comfort for me, and I look forward to a time of prayer with all of you to just spend time with God, to discern where He's calling you. And it can be scary, but the journey is great. We're here to grow. And so I'm thankful for that. And I thought it would be really, really cool if we could end this time together one more time and just share the Lord's Prayer together. What is that like to look in community together, sharing God's word, or God's prayer that we needed to learn? Lord, teach us to pray. If you guys want to stand, you've been sitting for a little bit. Let's go to prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Amen.